It's a blessing to know that God is wherever we are and already ahead of us. And we're glad that you're here today. Welcome to this first Sunday of the summer. And we're going to have a great time this summer, looking forward to what God's going to do. And I trust that God will work in every one of our hearts. Good to have the Pittmans here, missionaries to New Zealand, and they're visiting with us today. And we're glad that they've come today as well. Well, you know, yesterday reminded me of being back east, you know. It was all clouded over and humidity and everything. It just reminded me of being back east. And, you know, when Janet and I moved here in the mid-80s to California, we came here with an uncertain future. You know, we didn't have any idea what we were facing. I mean, we came out here to establish a new church, and we just knew God wanted us here. That was the one thing we knew. There's a lot of uncertainties. And I remember when we came here, we were just overwhelmed with everything. I mean, the pace of California was much different than what we were used to. And the prices, wow, they were unbelievably different than what we were used to. I'll never forget, we went to go register our car, the kind of money the DMV wanted. I would have registered the same car I had for like 20 years before I paid that. But it's so amazing. And we were just and the traffic. I found out that in many places in California that the speed limit is nothing more than a suggestion. You know what I'm saying? And I learned that if you didn't get out of the way, they're gonna run over top of you. And that was just disorienting for us. We just weren't used to that. I mean, each day we are adjusting to a new culture, new people, so many people. And we were struggling for a little bit. We just needed something secure. You know, something more stable. Something that we could hold to. That would just anchor us. And I remember that we were praying, and God led us to a passage. In that passage, it was like just having that passage to lean to really helped us to deal with it. Here's the passage. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." That passage meant everything to us. And, you know, we just clung to it. And when things were hectic or things were just, you know, almost like out of control, we just went back to that passage. We just knew that passage was what God wanted us to have. It gave us a peace of mind, a sense of security, of knowing that as God and His Word is always right, that we could rely on Him. Now, I didn't totally understand what it meant thoroughly. I just knew what God said and what the faithfulness of God. I didn't really get how valuable that was until we were able to take our first vacation in 2 years to go back home. And we flew back east, and I remember as the plane circled and made its way into the airport, we were both glued to the window to see if we could find something that we are familiar with. Because for us, up to that point, everything was unfamiliar territory. And I remember we looked out the window, we watched as the plane circled around and made its way in, and we saw the same mountains that we're used to. We saw a lot of the same sights that we have been used to. And I'll never forget, we met our family. That was in the days when they could greet you at the gate. We walked out, and we were greeted with the all-familiar humidity. We got in the car, and we drove past the signs that said they were going to home, and all of a sudden, our minds raced with excitement that, you know, here it is. This is where we're going. We've seen this sign hundreds of times. We drove by the restaurants where those restaurants where we had family gatherings and friends where we had met. And we saw in those, and we looked at those rosters, and some of the same signs were there when we were there 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. And just looking at all of that, it meant so much to us, because for us, we had neglected and really overlooked those things, but now they seem very valuable to us. Never forget, we pulled in the driveway at the home. All of a sudden, we sensed some relief and comfort. I'll never forget that. And it was at that point I realized that what God was saying to all of us in this passage is that there's a sense of comfort to know that God is faithful. Always faithful. That sense of comfort became a living reality for me. Because I needed to know that as there are still uncertainties ahead of me, that I needed an anchor. I needed something that I could lean on. I needed a rock, a solid foundation. And God is that solid foundation. We're in election year and it's crazy. I mean, I don't even know what to think about the circus that we're in. Perhaps you might be like me, you're concerned about the future of our country. There's some uncertainties about it. We don't know financially where we're going as a nation. We're a little bit confused about the morality of our country and what it is and what it is not. We can't even figure out which bathroom to use today. And you might be like me, you're concerned about where we're going as a country, as a nation. And when you think about all of that nationally, where are we turned to? Where is the foundation for us? What is our anchor? I mean, where do we turn to? We need something more solid than empty promises of people who publicly promise us things that they cannot deliver. But what about you personally? What happens when you are given something that you're perplexed and overwhelmed with? What do you do? I mean, you go to the doctor and you just get the routine checkup, and the doctor says, I want to have a meeting with you next week, and you're a little bit nervous, and you go in, the doctor says it's cancer. Where do you turn? Where do you get that you have to deal with? Or perhaps you go and you meet with your doctor, and the doctor tells you your child has a sickness. It's terminal. How do you deal with that? What about your teenager? Maybe you have an exam that there's a college you got to get in, and you got to pass this exam, and you got to do real well, and you get the news that you failed the exam. You didn't pass. What are you going to do now? Where do you turn to? Or what about when you're told your company is shutting down in 60 days? What do you do then? Where do you go when you know that the job is going to end in 60 days? And where do you turn to? Or maybe you're told that your spouse has been cheating on you. What do you do then? Who do you go to? Where can you get the help that you need? Well, I just want you to know that we have a God that is so much bigger than all of those things. Paul writes about that. He says God is faithful. He says God is faithful. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9, in a church that's in total confusion with all of the things I just mentioned to you and many more, he wanted them to realize Ecclesiastes was telling us about, or Lamentations rather, was telling us that God is our anchor point. He is the one that's there for us. You see, but what happens is when we get caught in the middle of all of these perplexities and confusion and all the other things, the world comes and offers us some empty hope. The world tries to get us to turn to what they have, and honestly, they can never offer to us anything that will be of any help to us. Solomon messed up. And Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes about a mistake he made, and because he bought into some of the world's pleasures and some of the world's things. And here's what he said about that. He said, I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasures. And behold, this is also vanity. He says, I bought into it. I bought into the emptiness of the world. I bought into that quicksand of the world, the weakness of the world. I bought into that and found out that it's empty. It doesn't do anything for me. How do we numb the pain of uncertainty? How do we numb that? Well, there are temptations for some to come and pick up a bottle, and that's how to deal with it. Just go out and tie one on, if you would. Some are tempted to run away. That's the idea. Just run away. Get away from it all. Just run away and forget about all that. Some run to cheap pleasures, thinking that will satisfy. And unfortunately, there are some who have taken their life because they couldn't cope with it anymore. But God says in His Word that He is faithful. That when we go through these times, when we are living in uncertain times, when we don't know where our future is going to go, when we're not sure about that job or that paycheck or that health need or whatever it is, when we don't know where to go, we have a God, an anchor that we can go to. Let me give you a thought. In a world of uncertainty, there is certainty with Jesus Christ. I mean, no matter how uncertain it might be in your world, you have a God that you can rely on. That you can turn to. That you can say, I know that no matter what I'm going through, that I can get through all of this. Because I have a God that is certain in uncertain times. Let me take you to Lamentations. If you take your Bibles and turn with me to Lamentations chapter 3. I would like for us to visit these verses again and get the background to understand how important these words are and to not miss out on the thought that God has for us. Here's what he says. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse number 21, he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. Now let me give you the background so you understand why these verses are so significant. You see, the prophet Jeremiah was sent by God to go down to give hope to people who had been devastated under the judgment of God because of their sin. And that judgment was a horrible thing, and the nation was absolutely devastated, and Judah was wiped out. And they didn't know what was going to take place the next day. It would have almost been like an apocalypse, if you would. It's a terrible thing. And they were looking for hope, and there could have been man that could have brought some kind of empty hope, but it didn't do any good. They needed something more solid, much more stable, much more reliable, much more dependable. And God was sending Jeremiah to them to say, in the midst of your confusion, there is God. Because God is faithful. While our struggles and difficulties may not be because of the judgment of God, we can rely on one thing, to know that God is still steady, faithful, wherever we are. I mean, this faithfulness of God, and I want you to notice something in these verses. Did you see that the word hope was connected with God who's faithful? You see, the reason why a lot of people struggle today is because when they look at their present circumstances, they can't see beyond them, because with that, it seems so hopeless, and it is without God. It is hopeless without the Lord Jesus. I mean, when we think of the uncertainty of tomorrow and our future and eternity and being in heaven, there has to be something bigger than ourselves in this world. And I'm going to tell you what that is. That's Jesus Christ. You see, the idea of being faithful is that God is like the anchor on the boat. You know, the anchor. I mean, the faithfulness of God is when the anchor is connected to the boat, and the boat is set in the water, and they drop anchor, and the boat and the winds and all the swells may come, but the boat will stay steadfast in the midst of all of the problems. And for every one of us here today, that's the case with our life spiritually. That we have a God that we can anchor our soul to, and with that in mind, that when we go through those things that come in our life, we have a faithful God that's there for us. I don't know about you, but I need that. I need Him there with me. The Bible makes it very clear when I look at it, and it says, when we were faced with uncertainties, the idea and anxieties, you can cling to Jesus who never changes. And the Bible says it like this: Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Look, what are you going through today? I mean, what are you not sure about? What are you struggling with? What's your anxiety about? I may be speaking to some college students, and thank God for some of our graduates, but where is life going to take you next? Graduate school, the new job, the uncertainty of those things. What are you going to cling to? What's going to help you through that and get you to that next place where God wants you? There might be someone here today that has a health issue, and you're saying, I don't know how to deal with that. I don't know what to do. I've never had this before. How can I go through that? It's unfamiliar territory for me. It's that which I'm not comfortable with. I don't know how to handle that. What am I going to get? How am I going to get to that place? God says He's faithful. I mean, honestly, the comfort we have in the faithfulness of God can never be substituted for anything the world can ever offer us. I mean, the fact is that the same God that says He's faithful to us is the same God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and David and Joshua and Jeremiah, Ezekiel and Daniel and the apostles. It's the same God who was ever faithful to take care of us just like He took care of them. And each of them had their story, and each of them had their trials, and each of them had their burdens, and each of them had the things they had to deal with in their life. All of them have had it. We've had it. You've had it. But God says, I'm faithful. Take comfort in the faithfulness of God Almighty. What a blessing it is to know we have a God like that. During difficult times, the familiar would be that relationship you have with God. I keep thinking about going back, and as if you have a relationship with God and you know Him and you spend time with Him, the familiar becomes that which brings you the most comfort. Yes, we're going to have that. We're going to have those uncertain times. Jesus tells us about that. But Jesus tells us, and He illustrates it for us, based on foundations. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 7. I want you to see this, and we'll wrap it up here. But in Matthew chapter 7, He shows us what these foundations are going to be like. And here's what He says. He says, therefore, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, can I get you to look at that last verse for just a moment? And let me remind you of something here. There are going to be storms that are going to come in your life. You don't find Jesus said, if the storms come. They are going to come. The storms are going to beat on us. There are going to be times that we're going to have economic setbacks. We're going to have health issues. We're going to have things with our children. We're going to have things with our families. We're going to have go through things that happen at work. In our world, we're going to have it. As a church, we're going to have it. God says there are going to be storms that are going to come. And he said, but we have a choice. If God is faithful, we have a choice on where we're going to build our foundation on. What are we going to anchor to? What's our anchor point in our life? And he gives us two. The first he gives us is the rock. Now, if you've ever gone to Israel, you know that Israel is a nation of rocks. Funny thing about Israel, it's a very expensive country. You go there, their souvenirs are expensive, things are expensive there. Okay? And so I asked our tour guide when we were there, I always asked Avi, I said, been there twice, and I said, so Avi, what can we get for nothing? He said, take all the rocks you want. They're free. We're glad to get rid of the rocks. You know, you ever notice how in Israel, if they get mad, guess what they throw? Rocks. You know? It goes all the way back to David's day. You know, they just were good at throwing rocks. They're still good at it. Because rocks is so plentiful. Now, when Jesus was telling these people that he is the rock, that was what they were symbol. They were looking in their mind. They were thinking about that. I mean, that rock is solid. You're not going to go over and grab one of those rocks off of there. It's just that way. And so when Jesus said, if you build your life, build it upon a rock. And that rock is solid. It's not moving. It's not shifting. It's not changing. It's reliable. And then later we learn that Jesus is the rock. If I'm going to build my life, I want to build my life not upon the emptiness of the worldly pleasures and the philosophies of our world, but I want to build my life upon that which is reliable and trustworthy. And that is the rock of Jesus Christ. And when you are overcome with so many things in your life, and you're looking and you're disoriented, and you're thrown into chaos, and you wonder where to go, and what do I cling to, and is it this person, can he tell me something to make me happy, or is it that person? And so often we live because what everybody else tells us to do, rather than cling to the rock who is the ultimate authority in our life. And he says we're to build, a wise man builds his life and anchors his life on a rock. But then he goes on to tell us that a foolish man builds his life upon sand. That doesn't mean a person is a fool. It just means it's foolish. In other words, it's unwise for a person to build their life upon sand, because something I found out about sand, it shifts all the time. This is a World War II bunker that at one time was above ground, but as you can see, the sand shifted underneath and the bunker is beginning to disappear into the sand. There's no foundation. The unwise thing to do was to build the bunker on the sand. And the unwise thing for any of us to do is to build our life on sand, something that's shifting, something that's changing all the time. And what God reminds us is there's a comfort in the fact that we build our lives upon the rock of Jesus Christ because he's faithful. He's faithful. I mean, in uncertain times, we need some certainties. In times of shifting and changing and confusion, we need that which is solid, and Jesus Christ is that which we can rely on. He's absolutely solid, and He will not change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christian, let me ask you this first. When you have some uncertainties in your life, where do you go to? What do you turn to? What do you anchor your life on? Is it the empty applause and the entertainment of the world? Is it those things that the world tries to offer you? Because I'm going to tell you this, it's like that sand right there. It's going to shift on you. It's going to change. It's going to change with the taste and the popularity of the world. It's going to shift and change. And God says, but He's ever faithful there. He's steady. He's that which you can build your life on. And then let me ask you this, to those of you who do not know Christ yet. Perhaps maybe for you, you say, you know, I've kind of done that in my past. I've clung to that, perhaps. Or maybe you just realize that, boy, God's faithful. I need Him in my life. Here's my question for you. Will you call upon Jesus Christ today to be your Savior? Will you ask Him to be the God of your life? Because He wants to be. He wants to be your hope. He wants to be your strength. He wants to be your foundation. And the Bible says that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Calling upon Him, asking Him to be your Savior. And you can do that today. Today can be a start for you. It's the foundation, the Bible says. It's that which we, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why He came and died on the cross for our sins. That's why He was buried. That's why He rose again the third day, so that He could provide for all of us a foundation that will never change. Jesus Christ, the rock. But then, let me ask you, Christian. When you're faced with uncertainties, let me give you a suggestion. Why don't you take a verse and meditate on it, like I did? Just take a verse and meditate on it. I tell you, every time I go to the dentist, I start finding 10 verses to meditate on. Hate going to the dentist. Or when I go to my doctor, I have a medical exam every 2 years. He knows it's always in December. Hate going to the doctor. I always hate that. Meditate. Find a verse to meditate on. Something that you can look to when it's so uncertain in your life. I can tell you this from personal experience. It's how God got me through it. It's how God got me through some things in my life that I didn't know if I was going to get through it. I didn't know how I was going to get through it. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have any idea. I mean, in my mind, I quit so many times. But God gave me a verse each time to meditate. Let me give you one. Here's what He says. Psalm 56 in verse 3, great verse. Maybe you can take that verse and write it down, put it somewhere, put it on your iPad or tablet or something, or put it in your computer somewhere, put it in the front screen, maybe put it in a card or whatever, just put it somewhere. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. What a great verse. Just lean on that verse. And you know, you might say, well, you know, I can memorize that in like 3 minutes. It's one thing to memorize, it's another thing to live it. It's one thing to just, you know, have it in our head, but let that verse get in your heart. That's what meditate means. Just meditate on that verse, because I'm going to tell you, that verse will help you through a lot of things. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. You know why I could say that? Not only because God's Word says it, but because I know that God's Word also tells me that God is faithful. He's faithful. You see, in times of uncertainty, there is a certainty with Jesus Christ. There is a comfort in knowing that God is faithful.